everybody. We're back with another version of Flock and Gather. I'm Alan Scher. I run the Spa Association. Patty, hey, I have my very good friend. She's actually my work sister. So it's Patty Biro. She runs Biro and Associates, and I miss seeing her a ton. Hi, Patty.
Hey, Alan. I miss seeing you too, but someday soon this will all be over and you and I can get back to being road warriors.
Good. And frankly, I look at, you know, I go maybe 60 to 75,000 a year. I've been talking to some people who go 100, 200, 300,000 miles a year, and they're pulling their hair out because they, you know, mentally they think they should be on the road. But Patty, there's something about having a shift in time, just like changing food or changing your workout format, that you should break it up, right?
I think that this whole business that's going on has given people an opportunity to really sit back, have the time to focus on some things that are really important in their business, maybe redefine or realign their goals, and really rest up a bit, which for road warriors and people running businesses is just something we don't get to do often enough. Yeah. And it's kind of a reboot and a reset. And boy, is that true in retail.
Well, I noticed, and we're going to get around to retail because it's the topic of the day today, but a couple things before we get cranking. Today is 9/11/2020. It is the, boy, do we say anniversary? It's the 19th year.
We now call it Patriot Day.
A Patriot Day. It's 19 years since the disaster in New York and Pennsylvania and Washington. And I'm glad that people do not forget that we remember those who passed. There was a lot of first responder heroes. And to me, it ties a lot into my day. You know, my as most people know, my daughter is a nurse in Boston, and she works a COVID unit, and we think about her and send prayers every single day. And people cannot take first responders at face value, can they?
No, talk about an essential worker. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, let's get on with the day, because you and I always laugh about this because we could probably talk for hours, but our podcasts are always 18 minutes or less. And I want to talk about retail trends coming up for the holidays and stuff, because obviously 2020 is not a year like other years. Things are going to change for the new season. So what do we call the trends? What do we look at? What's going on, Patty? Have at it.
Okay, so I think that many, whether you own a spa, a salon, a skincare studio, a lot of people have got a whole new appreciation about the importance of retail. It's really helped people stay connected with their clients and provided an important source of income, whether you are, you know, still waiting to reopen on your second or third closure, like some of my clients are. It really has become an important tool. And as we come up to the holidays, and actually even just right now, gifting is going to be different this holiday season. And when I say gifting season, it's really now through Chinese New Year into 2021. But it is going to be different. And as I see it, there's a huge shift in what people are actually spending money on. Now, absolutely, do I think that holiday spending is not going to be as massive as past years? I think that's true. I think we can bank on that. But I also know that gifting is not gone, but the face of gifting and the face of retail is changing. And this makes total sense in these times. What people are really looking for now is what I call well-being retail, which is this unique marriage of what we used to call lifestyle products or wellness products. And now it's all focused on products that make us have a happier home, achieve balance, lead healthier lives, and stay sane.
What's that stay sane thing again?
Okay, let's try to stay calm and carry on and also achieve some balance. I think when people are working from home, you know, it can get overwhelming because you can work 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. And don't take a break and recharge yourself. And maybe that's a good way to think about some of the products that I'm seeing are really trending now, is that they are safe, sane, and make you happy.
Okay, I bet you we're going to talk about a few of those too, but two things for you, maybe three. Yes, this is going to be a different gifting season, but gift cards would still be a critical part of this season. Yes?
Gift cards are always a critical part of the season. And you know, my recommendation on gift cards is that you never sell a gift card without having some retail options to go with it.
Explain that, please.
Well, let's say that you're going to buy a $100 gift card for somebody. It's nice to package that gift card with a small retail item, like maybe a candle, maybe some water enhancers, or maybe something fun like you and I love, you know, a mala bead, so that it's not just a plastic card or an email that says, hey, you've got this gift certificate, but there's something physical that's been personally selected for that person.
Got it. I love it. So you're talking about a form of bundling where people might get a gift card, but they're going to get something else with it as
yes.
well. Okay.
Yes.
And I've said this a million times. Retail is the single real shining light right now.
Oh, is it? Is it ever? It's really helped certain people in our industry. And boy, have they been creative. You know, home do-it-yourself root touch-up kits, kits ready to go to give yourself a mani-pedi or facial at home, virtual consultations that lead to retail sales. People have really been pivoting.
Wait, time out, shameless pitch. Tell people what, other than being our director of education, tell people what Patty Biro and Associates does and how they can get a consultation with you, et cetera.
Absolutely. And I'm always open to preliminary consultations to find out what your challenges and your needs are. So in a nutshell, what I do is I like to say that I offer brand enrichment. Everybody has a brand. And a brand is so much more than your colors, your logo, whatever. It's really about the essence of what your business is about and how it helps other people. So through whether it's virtual special events right now, retail products coming up with great promotions for the holidays. I help people enrich their brand to make them the number one choice in their neighborhood and their community.
That is concise and to the point. And we will put your website and your phone number, email, et cetera, on the end of the podcast so that people can pick it up as well. Okay.
That would be great.
Okay. Second thing I wanted to talk about. You talked about second and third closures amongst your clientele.
Yes.
And of course, this has been endemic to California and New York and New Jersey and Texas
Hawaii.
Too, to a lesser extent, right?
And Hawaii. It's been for a number of reasons. Either businesses have reopened and they've been open for maybe a week, sometimes a couple of days, maybe a month. And maybe a staff member tests positive for COVID and then everybody needs to be, you know, retested and self-quarantined. Some of the other reasons for closures have been that states have reopened, people have started to do business in the new normal, and then their particular community has a spike and they shut back down again. So I've got a couple of people who have been shut down two times now.
So being in Arizona, it's interesting because you remember it spiked here about 6 weeks ago.
Yep.
And the numbers have been doing nothing but falling ever since. That being said, I'm still not clear the experts, quote unquote, really have a grip on anything. At the end of the day, Patty, we're going to need a vaccine, right? There's no other way around this right now.
Yeah, I think for everybody to feel comfortable dining out, you know, doing services, getting together with other people, all of those things that we basically kind of took for granted in our old normal, you know, for us to feel comfortable again, going to trade shows, going to a spa show and doing demos and things like even product sampling in your salon or your spa. All of that has had to change because of this. So.
Okay, let's get back on track. Thank you for telling that. Thank you for making yourself available to our listeners for our consultation. That's wonderful. Patty, in the vein of gifting is the term self-gifting. Would you address that, please?
Sure. I think it's never been more important. You can tell by looking at people's online sales. And one of the ways to help ourselves keep kind of happy, healthy, and sane is to do some gifting for ourselves. And that's why going into this next holiday season, one of the trends I think we're going to see is a continuation of self-gifting, but we have to do it with a twist this year. And so I think there's going to be a focus on products that are, you know, in this new vein of well-being and are maybe at a smaller price point so that you can buy multiples, you know, to give to your neighbor next door who made you muffins or the girl down the street who walked the dog for you one day, as well as a little gift in there for yourself.
You know, I'm glad you said that. I always find this interesting. I mean, we've talked about this for years. We're in hospitality, so I tend to over tip wherever we go because we recognize the level of service, and people forget that sometimes a $5, $10 coffee card goes a long way. And of course, it's easy to pick one up for yourself too, isn't it?
Exactly, while you're getting your favorite latte or whatever. Yeah, there's really something. I think that you've hit on a big trend there. I think there are going to be a lot of smaller gifts in multiples as a way of reconnecting with friends and saying thank you to the people in our neighborhood or to our colleagues or to friends that we can't actually see, you know, on a regular basis anymore.
Right. I know a lot of people, you know, they don't know how to give a gratuity or a tip, if you will. And I think sometimes it's just being able to hold it out and say thank you is all you need to do, right? There doesn't have to be a big deal about it. Just give them the darn tip, you know.
And say, I appreciate you. And
yeah, I appreciate you. Those are great. I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Patty, when we talk about, do we use the words well-being and lifestyle? Are they synonymous when you talk about products, well-being products or lifestyle products?
Well, I actually think there's this unique marriage going on, and I call it well-being retail. And I think it's the happy coming together of what we used to call lifestyle products with things that actually produce a wellness result. And that wellness result can be physical, mental, spiritual, environmental. And I think another thing that's going to be really key this particular holiday season is that people are going to be looking for socially responsible gifting. They're going to be going for made in America, made in your state, locally sourced, something that has a good story behind it, perhaps a product that has some social give back to a cause that you support, as well as sustainable packaging.
Do you know, I saw, you know, that home made in America. Look at, this is not about hating the rest of the world, but every country in the world is trying to support their own country. So I think sometimes people misinterpret the whole made in America thing. I heard this morning while I was working out, there is a group called loveofcountryclothing.com. Hmm. And they have figured out, Patty, how to source the cotton in the United States, how to get it. They have, I think, factories in New York or California. I don't remember exactly where, but they have figured out how to do every step of the process in the United States. I mean, we love things like that. And we like to, that's why you go to the local Ace Hardware and you don't always go to the Home Depot, right? Because you still need the local guy down the block to stay in business. And that's why you have to go buy things from them. By the way, speaking of going to the local Ace Hardware, they have the one near my house has an amazing assortment of barbecue rubs and sauces. I've been in several times for those. And wait a minute, we bought them for ourselves and we gave them away as gifts.
Yep. Yep. That's one of these trends that I'm talking about, this, you know, buying in multiples. I'm sure you bought some barbecue rubs for yourself too, but buying in multiples as a way of saying, you know, I'm happy to have you as a neighbor. It's been great to know you. It's just, it's kind of fun. And I think this trend is going to continue through this entire.
Patty, do you think spas in our facilities in the spa channel, should they be advertising retails of the neighborhood in their local papers and stuff to drive traffic in?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the things that's going to be very big this holiday season, I think that we are going to see a return to the popularity of the gift basket. If you think about it, this makes gifting so easy. So whether you're sending a gift basket to, this is what I'm doing, I'm actually compiling the products right now, to my local veterinarian who has just been wonderful, and all of the people who work in his office to make sure, you know, all my cats and my dog are healthy, I'm gonna send them a gift basket. And so if you think about it, low touch, doesn't take a whole lot to put it together. And certainly for local businesses like spas and salons, they can probably do curbside safe delivery. What a gift. Now that's a gift.
Okay, we need to wrap up, but I know our listeners can't see, do you have a bag of goodies there you want to talk about?
I do. Yeah, I think that the more people think about looking at their retail inventory, and this is certainly something I can help people with, if they look at those parameters, like for example, I've got one of my favorite products here. I've got a water enhancer, which also allows you to put extra vitamins into your water.
I love that.
During my spa wrap earlier, I've got on fuzzy slippers. If you take those parameters of, does it make you have a better home environment, like candles, home aromatherapy, shower bursts, does it make your environment warmer, friendlier, more fun? Does it help you to relax? I've got some relaxation candles in my basket, some other things to help people calm down, like roll-on aromatherapy. I think if we look at those parameters of, does it make you more relaxed, happy, healthy, and enjoy your environment working from home and manage your stress, it's a good thing.
You made me smile on that note. So, Patty, always great to have you with us. People, you can reach out to Patty at pattibiro.com. It's PattiBiro, pattibiro.com. Patty, you're such a wealth of information. I know we're going to do retail part 2, 3, 4, and 8. So we'll get back to those as well. So thank you for being with us today.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And people, please remember, be kind to one another. Have a great day.
Hey, friends. Thanks for listening again to another Flock and Gather podcast. Special thanks to our great friend, Patty Biro. Reach out to her at pattibiro.com, PattiBiro.com. You can call her at 760-712-7385 and talk about your spa, salon, your retailing needs, or even about wine. Are you ready to take your spa, medical spa, or wellness business to the next level? We can help. Schedule your complimentary consultation today at pattibiro.com. Thanks, friends.